Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now on 105.9 FM and streaming worldwide on the WMAL app.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 8:06 at O'Connor and Company. 1 hour from now, it's going to be the Chris Plant Show. Featuring Chris Plant, apparently. That's cool. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to talk to the founder of Exodus 90, which is growing by leaps and bounds every year. Tens, hundreds of thousands of men commit themselves to 90 days of abstinence and prayer and focus, and it's amazing. When you cut out a bunch of things in your life, like social media and television and video games, it's amazing how much time you've got on your hands to, you know, talk to your wife and your kids and get stuff done around the house and things like that. It's Exodus 90. It's actually a cool thing. We're going to talk about that. But first, I'm Larry O'Connor. That's Julie Gunlock. Who, by the way, has a husband who always is getting stuff done around the house, I have to say. He doesn't need to go through a program like this. I am
my husband?
Yes.
Oh no, he's always tinkering.
He is. He's a handyman. Yeah. Adam Gallette joins us now, and he'll be forgiven for taking a bit of a victory lap here. Of course, he's with Accuracy and Media, and he was one of the persons spearheading the effort at the Ivy League institutions like Harvard, Penn, Columbia, pointing out, and George Washington right here in town, pointing out the tolerance for intolerance that was exhibited by Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard, by making excuses for and even celebrating the pro-terrorist, anti-Semitic members of the student body at that august institution. Adam Gallette joins us now. Congratulations, Adam.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It is a great day.
And I want you to sort of celebrate this also because you personally got attacked by this. Your family, your home was swatted. What, did you hit the 10 mark? Did you go? Was it over 10 times that you've been swatted, which is an incredibly offensive, dangerous, hostile terrorist attack on you, merely for pointing out the truth?
I have 9 swatting attempts for me. I think they call it a swatter's dozen. One more than Marjorie Taylor Greene, but some people have had it more times than I've had. My parents got 1 swatting as well. My staffer, my parents, my wife, myself, endlessly harassed and death threats for weeks on end.
Yeah.
And I am very glad to see, though, that it really did pay off.
You know, Adam, one thing that I said earlier is, you know, you were really highlighting some of the students that are the leaders of these what I would call, you know, professional organizations on the college campus. And that is, you know, like the law students or the medical students, or these are big student organizations on campus. And they use those organizations to sort of parlay themselves into these really impressive jobs after graduation. So I think there's this idea that you're just, you know, targeting any kid who might have approved of.
Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You know, or stupidly chanting something. But no, you're actually highlighting the leaders on these college campuses. That's an important distinction, correct?
A very important distinction. We went after people who led student organizations that weren't merely anti-genocide, weren't merely pro-Palestine, but student organizations that were openly anti-Semitic, organizations that blamed Israel exclusively for what happened on October 7th, organizations that celebrated Hamas and said things like glory to our martyrs, that celebrated ethnic cleansing and said things like from the river to the sea. These are the radical anti-Semites that we're going to continue exposing on college campuses across the country.
And Adam, since you're with Accuracy in Media, I think it's important to take a bit of a pivot and focus on how the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Associated Press, and all the usual players, how they covered this story, not only kind of ignoring it and allowing right-of-center media and the Washington Free Beacon to do the real hard work of investigation and journalism into these 50-plus plagiarism charges by Claudine Gay. But then afterwards, yesterday, it seemed like their main focus was, this is a weapon of the vast right-wing conspiracy. But what's going on here?
Yeah, that's a really important distinction to make. You know, imagine being in my situation where every day you're getting death threats. You're getting people saying, I want to put a Hamas bullet in your head. I was assaulted at Harvard. They spray painted me, spray painted our truck. I was doxxed repeatedly. They shared my home address, my social security number, and my birth date online so frequently that eventually people were signing up for credit cards in my name. And then I have to do interviews with the Associated Press, and they have to ask me, well, are you worried about violence? And I say, yeah, you know, they tried to kill me 9 times. I've been swatted. They threatened. And they say, no, we mean violence towards the students. And, well, I wasn't aware of a single threat or a single instance of violence towards any of these students. And again, the media runs around claiming that we're doing a doxing truck when we share the names and photos of these students that were in their student newspapers. That's doxing. But when they share all of my private information on social, that's not doxing. That's not a story. Nothing to see here. Yeah, unbelievable.
Amazing.
Just amazing. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I love it when we talk over each other. It's my favorite thing. There's 2 for 3 now. If you look at Elise Stefanik's hearing when she was asking these very simple questions of these elite university presidents, you had University of Pennsylvania. She's gone. You had Harvard. She's gone. What about MIT? Are we going for the trifecta here?
No, I'll tell you, admittedly, MIT, they're all bothersome, they're all wretched, but MIT has been far less awful than schools like Columbia, schools like George Washington University, schools like Berkeley. So that's primarily where we're going to be focusing our efforts. We're going to be expanding back to the West Coast starting next week. We're going to be visiting other campuses as well. And of course, today and tomorrow, we're going to be visiting Claudine Gay with a little gift on behalf of the American people. We're sending her 2 U-Haul moving trucks today and tomorrow to see, just in case she needs a little pro bono effort to move her things.
Oh, what a troll.
You are so funny. But this is my question, Adam. What is your prediction? Will these universities – now, look, I know there's a long game here. It's not like they're going to change overnight. But is this a moment where things might change, where Harvard might try to moderate, might try to find a president – who they base on merit, not the color of her skin or her sexuality. Do you see this changing, or will we get another Claudine Gay?
These are people who believe that merit is racist. These are people who literally teach that thinking the best person should get the job is a racist statement. So no, there's no scenario in which they're going to just reform on their own. There's no scenario, unfortunately, in which suddenly they've learned their lesson. And it's for that reason that we're going to remain incredibly and increasingly active on all of these campuses. You know, I always believe that in politics, the players often matter far less than the circumstance. You elect somebody and you think they're going to do something, but then the circumstances change and they do something else. And that is true here as well. I don't know that the players, the presidents of these universities, the staffers, matter as much as the circumstances. If they know that we're going to hold them accountable, if they know we'll be calling and emailing the Board of Trustees and getting them terrible press coverage day in, day out, even the worst president or provost might start to behave.
Well, and honestly, the most effective result of all of this is the Harvard degree on somebody's resume is rendered meaningless. If not a liability, that the idea that you must have gone to one of these elite universities to be considered for basic levels of professional life in America, that needs to go into the ashbin of history. It's a self-creating scenario that they've all participated in that is built on a house of cards. And it's been revealed in this entire episode, Adam, and you've been part of revealing it. So I appreciate it. I don't think that there's any full recovery, really, for the Ivy League at this point, unless they announce and actually demonstrate a complete and total radical reversal of the direction they've gone in for 50 years. And that ain't going to happen. Keep up the great work and stay safe, please.
Stay safe.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Adam Gillette, accuracy in media, which, you know, oftentimes can be seen as an oxymoron, but not here on WMAL. It's 8:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives with Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid carpet cleaning traffic.
Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.